Big Holy Week. We've got Easter coming up in just a couple days. We know that. Good Friday tomorrow. Today's Holy Thursday for those that celebrate Holy Thursday.
We are not going to be here tomorrow morning. You're going to get the best.
Now that's a Good Friday.
Right? You're going to get the best of or the worst. But we will see you Saturday at the Wedding Expo, though. By the way, 1784, I think, says it best. Good everyone, who else doesn't want to go to work?
Oh, God, right?
Did you want to be here today or not?
I always want to be here. Sometimes it takes me getting here to actually want to be here.
It's like the gym.
I could have. Yeah. And I feel so rewarded once it's done.
I know.
But I could have stayed in bed this morning. I don't know why.
Yeah, I agree. I hit the alarm twice this morning.
Right.
And I don't know why, because I went to bed at a decent time.
I say it
time.
Like I was next to you, honey, hit the alarm again.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. But I went to bed on time. So there's no issues. I don't know why that happened, but I think we're all in the same boat, but we're going to make it all good, because we even have tickets for you guys for Taste of 2024 in the next couple minutes. So
we're going to give you those. Now,
stick
in the meantime,
around for that.
I am not the biggest when it comes to the late night talk shows. Mm-hmm. I'm not really the biggest Colbert fan. I am sorry you replaced Letterman. That's tough.
I do like Colbert. I'm a Colbert fan.
I'm Kimmel, and then I'm Fallon, and then Colbert's somewhere down there.
When Fallon first came out, I could tell Scott wasn't going to like this guy.
It's always singing.
Yeah, exactly.
Enough with the singing.
Exactly.
I mean, I think he's probably a great dude. I'd love to hang out with him. Just don't sing.
Right.
But please, I'm with you.
I get enough from Allie.
I do. Boy, they nailed it out of the park yesterday. One of our friends that's visited the show was on last night. Liam Neeson auditioned to play the Easter Bunny. If you have not heard this,
let's hear it.
This is gold.
All right, Easter Bunny auditions. First up, Liam Neeson. Whenever you're ready.
Here comes Peter Cottontail.
I love it.
Down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity. Easter is on his way.
He's holding a carrot. Well, first of all, he's got this hat on where he's got the bunny thing and this ridiculous outfit. And his carrot looks like he's holding a cigar. I just want to point that out.
I thought he was going to say, and if we find you, bunny, we will kill you.
Well, let's hear.
Okay.
This time, why don't we keep it light? Remember, it's for children and he's a bunny.
Do you understand what's happening here? He's hopping down the bunny trail, hippity hoppity. He's coming. He's an unstoppable force. Measured. Inevitable. Eggs aren't the only thing that'll be dying tonight.
I'm sorry, is that the bunny saying that?
If you have to ask, you don't understand the bunny's mindset.
I think I do. He's a bunny bringing candy to children.
Yes, he's a bunny. But a bunny is laying eggs. He's a freak of nature, a confused.
Oh my God.
Grotesque monster. There's no telling what he's capable of. But why do you think he's holding up a carrot, pal?
It's because it's what he likes to eat?
No. By employing the bunny's certain set of skills, he can gnaw it down into a shiv.
Into a shiv? Yes.
Oh my gosh. Tell everybody the other thing that we were talking about yesterday about the Cadbury bunny.
A trash panda has been awarded this year's Cadbury.
Yeah, you know the commercial that plays every single year where it's like, you know, it makes that noise.
My favorite, where it's like, wah, rah, rah.
Now it's Lou the raccoon.
Lou the raccoon.
I love that. Oh, and so speaking of Easter and all the Easter festivities, you have said the theory is that the lottery goes around holidays.
That's correct. And we had a Mega Millions yesterday. We heard
nobody
the winner.
Nobody won.
The Powerball?
Nobody won whatever yesterday's was.
That was the Powerball.
Okay, whatever.
I know. Tough to keep track of.
I know. Especially because I don't ever play. So now, the next drawing, Saturday, $935 million.
Somebody's winning.
I can't believe if they win, I will absolutely be on board with your theory.
Theories.
I already am pretty much on board with it, but I thought, oh, it'll go. No way.
No, it's going to. I'm telling
you. That is insane. That means it's rigged. It's totally rigged.
I think, I feel like it is. And again, in Jersey, somebody won the Mega Millions.
Now I think it's rigged. Now, maybe back in the day when it was somebody who was like 89 would win every single time. Have you noticed a lot of older people aren't winning lately?
I haven't kept track of those people, but it's always California or Jersey. That's right. It.
And every single time they show them lately, it's always not young people, but younger people.
More of a middle-aged.
Right, right. Somebody who's going to have longevity with the money.
Yeah.
Continue to tell the story to get the younger people to buy the lottery tickets. Because I'm sorry, but younger people, you never see younger people buying lottery tickets.
Very
unless
rarely.
Unless it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I'm buying them for a Secret Santa.
That's it.